But we're trying to work through it, so we don't want to lose our time with you all because our 60 minutes is so, so precious. It is the best day of its kind. We are here to worship our God. I hope you all are staying warm. That snow is so, so pretty. We want you to be safe, though. That's the most important thing.
And you're probably glad you didn't have to drive to church at this hour. We're glad we could spare you that and the cold and the snow.
So much to be thankful for. Don't forget to check out the Our Savior Facebook and PD's Facebook so you can get some updates on what's happening. Things are always changing. We try to keep everybody posted as far as that is concerned. You can always call the church if you got any questions or
leave messages, return the calls.
We do
email.
Get those messages and we try to return them in a timely fashion. We're continuing to pray for each and every one of you, but we're here to worship. So
yes.
Let's worship. So,
Hello, Taylor.
We've got our introduction. How about Hope? Let's do the next song. How great thou art. As we gather this morning to worship our God, revealed to us as our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose voice is upon the waters, whose mercy is poured out upon all people, whose goodness cascades over creation.
Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sin, trusting in the abundant grace of God. Holy God, you search us and know us. You are acquainted with all our ways. We confess that our hearts are burdened by sin, our own sins, and the broken systems that bind us. We turn inward, failing to follow your own outward way of love.
We distrust those who are not like us. We exploit the earth and its resources and fail to consider generations to come. Forgive us, gracious God, for all we have done and left undone.
Even before the words of our tongue, on our tongues, you know them. Receive them in your divine mercy. How vast is God's grace! Through the power of the promise of Jesus Christ, our sins are washed away, and we are cleaned as God's own beloved. In the wake of God's forgiveness, we are called to be beloved community, living out justice in the earth.
Amen.
So the hymn of praise is "How Great Thou Art." Oh no, it's actually something.
Holy Ground. It will be a delight as you look outside your windows and offer your uplifting words for God and your life. We are so glad you're here.
We are standing on holy ground.
Reading, but here we go. So Paul is saying the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers. That's where we're getting our resentment. That's the culture. We are going against a pagan world today, as did the first century church that Paul had to address. So don't think we're unusually being punished. It's the way of the world until Christ returns. And even so, Lord, come quickly. He goes on to say, for we are not proclaiming ourselves. We proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves, you know what? We're slaves for the sake of Jesus Christ. We proclaim Christ as Lord, not Pharaoh, not emperor, not president, not any human entity, but the Lord Jesus Christ. And you and I are called to be slaves for Christ, not on our convenience, not when I want to do it. Gee, you know, the difference between the Christ-centered Christian is Christ is sitting on the throne of our lives, and our decisions are based upon every morning waking up and say, Lord, what would you have me do? What would you have me say? Who am I to speak to? And guide me, Lord, that I may serve you this day. I hope you practice that. To be a slave for Jesus Christ, the conduit to the gospel lesson. We left the transition as I began, if you didn't get me on the radio, between Elijah and Elisha. So I'll just kind of bring you up to speed. Talking about changes, how difficult they are with transitions, but life is inevitably full of transitions between boss, manager, collegiality, experiences, people, and styles. And begin to understand that, you know, life gets disrupted, but the cause of the organization, the purpose of the church goes on. From Elijah to Elisha. Now we get to the gospel. Here we are. This is the last Sunday of a season of Epiphany. We are at the cusp of Ash Wednesday, this Wednesday, February 17th. We proclaim the 40-day walk all the way up to the extra days of Holy Week and the coming of the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ by the evil hands, by the blinded of this world, who wants to see good dead and doesn't want to see good to prosper. Well, if it happened to Christ, don't expect it to be easier on us. So consequently, as we deal with it, a dazzling portrayal, geez, it's a major event. Only three are privileged to see it, Peter, James, and John. Jesus takes that small group with himself up, and they meet Moses, Elijah, and a new Jesus than the first one. A change is taking place. A transition is occurring. Up to this point, Jesus was loved and adored by the crowds. Now it's going to be a hard road, and it's going to be a walk of much pain, much scourging, and much criticism by the religious authorities and by his critics, who always were there but now are getting louder, until they say, crucify him, crucify him. So transition text for who Jesus is in the four Gospels. from being loved and adored as long as he gave them what they wanted. Remember in Mark's gospel, healings and food and all these other things? And he came to preach the kingdom, and they were saying, deaf, dumb, and blind, we don't want that. Give us what we want. This is my beloved son. Follow him. Listen to him, disciples. He is the one who will be risen from the dead. We understand, dear church, that there is transitions about, not just of human figures, pastors. I love Pastor Reverend Dr. Lydia Spieler over at Grace Episcopal, I alluded to earlier, speak about in announcements. Just plain in life of church leadership. New leaders must arise. Don't always count on the former, because they're not always going to be there. Count on doing it yourself and become a slave for Christ. The transitions in your life. I'm going to be speaking to, in the Lenten series, I'm going to be talking about the journey. Theme is the journey, our journey, personal, corporate, the church, and the journey of Jesus to the cross. Join us on Sunday afternoons, Facebook, 5 to 7 minute video, Wednesday, 5 to 7 minute video, and if you desire, I'll send you email daily devotions. Otherwise, I'm not going to flood you with spam. Also understand that in the course of our life and our ministry, we are on a journey. And while it seems chaotic by the world's corruption of the church, remember God is going with us. May God's grace strengthen the church for the road ahead. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us, remain with us always. Amen. And remember this theme, it is well with my soul, after all the chaos of the broadcast. Work hard behind the scenes. Last 25 seconds.
When he's like the river, attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll. Whatever my lot, thou hast told.
Spirit fills for that. I do want to make another apology or explanation. For me, I have a personal investment of these broadcasts during this pandemic time, as well as when we're in person. I've invested every week over 20 hours without a vacation week. But the praise team are wonderful for stepping in for many other things. But we produce, if you don't know this, I had to produce a document of a bulletin to go in the e-letter that gets sent out to 80 people in the congregation. Plus, we do it electronically to another 70. So it's going to almost 200 people. Plus, if
on the wings of a snow white.
I appreciate that. But anyways, so that is a labor of 20 hours working on a sermon, getting us all together. We come in on a Saturday to practice for a Sunday. And when things go awry, it affects me because this is worship. And if you don't know it, it's not just something you listen to. I want you to be engaged by selective choice of music. We continue in prayer as we always should be. Hope lead us.
Guided by Christ, made known to the nations, let us offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. For the gospel proclaimed in word and deed, for communities of faith far and near, and for all who show the face of Christ throughout the world, let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For creation, sun, moon, and stars, life forming in the dark earth and ocean deep, mountains, clouds, and storms, and creatures seen and unseen, and for the Holy Spirit's guidance in our stewardship of God's creation. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For those responsible for safety and protection, for emergency responders and security guards, attorneys and advocates, civil servants and leaders of governments, that they witness to mercy and justice throughout the world. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For all who suffer this day, that Christ our healer transforms sickness into health, loneliness into compassion, bereavement into consolation, and suffering into peace. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
For companions on life's journey in this worshiping community, for loved ones who cannot be with us this day, and for guidance during struggles we face, that God's glory is revealed around and among us. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God.
And thanksgiving for the faithfully departed who now rest in their earthly pilgrimage, that their lives of service and prayer inspire us in our living. Let us pray.
Have mercy, O God. Our prayer list of local people that Brandy Terry has shared, Teresa and her husband Rick Hazard, for Phyllis Akers, whose health has changed in the last 3 weeks, Don Chittister, as he deals with his battle, for Ray Shinosky and his fight, for Donna Taylor with her fight, for Joe and Elvira Coulthard, and Maria Rumpf, who was recently hospitalized 2 weeks ago. Gracious God, look upon them and all within this state, this city, this nation, this world, dealing with COVID and the struggle and the stress of raising a family and schooling at this time for our children. Dear Lord, bless every one of us. And merciful God, hear the prayers of your people, spoken and silent, for the sake of the one who dwells among us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
We continue in prayer with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
At this time in our worship, we normally would receive our offering. We hope you discipline yourself to support the church either weekly or monthly in a disciplined way, in a sacrificial way, to do the work, because the ministry goes on in the world beyond Sixth Street. I do want you to know that we have about 15 people who texted me to say we were not on the radio. I thank all of you, now that we're back on the radio and you stayed with this broadcast. I thank for all who supported, and we do need sponsors, because this day it is sponsored by good old Dorothy Schess, in memory of her parents, in memory of her daughter, in memory of a brother, members of this church, now the church triumphant. So thank you, Dorothy Schess. Usually do it at the beginning, but we weren't on the radio. Now we are. And yes, I know I skipped the Apostles' Creed. That's because I wanted to try to create some more time for getting the rest of this service done. So may God bless us in this journey. And other announcements. Just came on my desk this morning about for tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., from Pollock Randall. There'll be a broadcast hyperlink for you to see the memorial service for Dr. Reverend Lydia Speller from Grace Episcopal Church. Also remind you of the Lenten season with Ash Wednesday. A video this afternoon will be on Facebook, both under Don Dorsbacher and our page, Our Savior. You also see that on Wednesday morning, another video, 5 to 7 minutes. I keep them short. They're not our worship services. They're messages for Lent with the theme of journey. And go to our Facebook, not Facebook, but to our website, oursaviorlutheran.com. And daily, if you want email devotions, please notify me with your email address. I think that's about it. We need to continue on in worship. Our offering hymn is the one Hope gave us a taste of, On the Wings of a Snow White Dove. 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us, he sends down his love on the wings of a dove. He searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love on the wings of a dove.
and our offering prayer, Hope.
O God, receive these gifts as you receive us, like a mother receives her child, with arms open wide. Nourish us anew in your tender care, and empower us in faithful service to tend to others with the same love, through Jesus Christ, our saving grace.
Amen.
To the radio station and all employees that help us to get the word out through the radio, all is forgiven.
Yes.
Now move forward with your heads held high, for we do appreciate.
Yes, we do.
God the Creator, strengthen you. Jesus the Beloved, fill you, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, keep you in peace.
Amen.
Go in peace and be the light of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
And we have another amazing hymn
he
for you.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought.
Carry this thought with you for the week.
Comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me. By His own hand He leadeth me. Faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Lord, I would clasp Thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur, nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, through Jordan leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by Thy grace the victory's won, even death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me.
Go in the post
room.
Keep us on the air, please. Yeah. Peter.
Don't forget to turn us back on your screen.
And on Facebook, this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Let's go.
I'll trust the weary pilgrim, plodding through this world of sin.
Not to be a new one.
Getting ready for that singing.
Have your own
when the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in. But his steps will be more steady when
the saints go marching in.